the Long Island Tea Podcast.
I can't believe
3 years strong.
3 years strong.
We start every episode with saying, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
We're at the Gurney's Seawater Spa. We're at the incredible Ohiki Castle.
We are on the beautiful Shelter Island.
At the Selfie Clubhouse. I mean, when do you get the chance to have Adventureland yourself?
Right. Taste of Long Island. We have besitos.
Hi, neighbors. How are you?
Woo! Welcome back to Long Island Tea, where we spill the tea on living your best Long Island life. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Sharon. Welcome back.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it feels like it's been a long, long time since we filmed the last one, which was last week.
Right.
Because it feels like it's been the longest week ever.
Really? Really? Right? Truly?
Doesn't it?
The longest week.
I'm like, is it still going?
I know. Every morning.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad, it's a good week. It's just been long. So. Mm. It'll be I think my tone is interesting today, Sharon. So I'll say, how you doing?
How you doing? I'm doing okay.
Yeah. We have a live audience today.
I know. I love it. She's
our,
so cute.
Yes. Our new team member, Melissa, who is on our communications team. Very excited. Comes to us from Stony Brook University. And is gonna already hitting the ground running. Already wrote by herself the consumer newsletter.
I mean, we hire talent. I know.
She's
just pat ourselves
she's
on the back.
Hair flipping over here. So it's great to have Melissa here on our team. And you know, we just keep growing. It's great. We've got so much work to do.
We really do, and we do, and we. You know, it's April. So we're looking at the budget. We're looking at our time frame. We're like, wait a minute.
How is it going by so fast?
Why?
This week is not going by.
No.
This week is going by very slow. Ugh. But the year.
The year is flying.
I mean, it's already.
It's crazy.
Already, we've got all of our media plans through, you know, June, July. It's like crazy. It's like it's already halfway through the year.
I know. We're already ready for Christmas.
I know. Don't say that.
No.
We have to get through summer first.
I know.
Just when we thought it was giving summer, then the weather.
I'm wearing like my fur coat today. I cannot.
I think that's why the week has been so long, because it was so beautiful in the beginning. And then so Tuesday when I went home, it felt like it should be a Friday.
Yeah.
Because it was so gorgeous.
It was 78 degrees.
It's amazing.
Today?
No.
43, I want to say. I don't know. Rainy. It's rainy, gloomy. And poor Rich Hoffman on News 12 is like, I'm just, you know.
He's like, I don't shoot the messenger.
I'm just reading what I have to read
to
you.
It's like, I don't make the weather.
Right.
I just report it.
You ever see that movie, The Weatherman, with Nick Cage?
No.
Was classic.
It good?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah.
But it's been a very, very busy, productive, and proactive week. We've gotten so much done this week, I feel like.
Yeah.
We had a really cool... like executive leadership, like a follow-up retreat. We do them every quarter.
Yeah.
We get our executive team together and just make sure that we're set for the next quarter.
Staying on track.
Yeah. What did we say we were going to do at the beginning of the year, which we need to switch up based on whatever's happening.
Yeah.
We did it at Danford's.
Ugh.
I love it.
You know. It wound up being a beautiful day too that day. Ugh. It was rainy and gloomy in the morning, but like towards the afternoon, it was
beautiful.
Like the sunshine.
We were in the harbor room, which is a really
overlooking
great little
the
meeting.
Water.
So great. I love beautiful. Denise and Anne Marie and the team there.
They were so awesome.
Rolled out the red carpet.
They
oh
were
my
like,
God.
Do you know there's only like seven of us here? And it was like so much food.
I felt like that thing again, because it was breakfast. Because, you know, we were there for not the whole day, but only kind of like a half day. And, so I just thought that was going to be the food.
Yeah.
So I'm like bageling it up.
Right. Loading up on the fruit.
thinking like this is what I'm going to eat until 2 o'clock, which is fine.
Yeah.
And then they clear that out. And then they bring in a lunch spread for like 75 people.
It was so good.
I was like.
But like they gave us so many choices. Like
it was
wraps
and
salad.
Quinoa. And it was, I was like. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. It was
felt
so
like,
fun.
It was so good. I felt bad. Like I felt guilty. I was like,
yeah,
there's the, but that's the hospitality at Danford.
Absolutely.
Just so you know. Speaking of gearing up for summer, cannot wait for that outdoor patio scene.
I know. They were so funny. They're like, we'll see you here, Kristen.
Yeah, they know. They know. They were like, it's almost time. We'll see you out in the patio.
Yeah,
I'm like,
exactly.
I'm there. I'm there all the time.
I love it.
I mean, where else would you be? You watch the ferries come
boats.
Across the Long Island Sound from Connecticut.
So beautiful.
Just sit out there with your rosé.
Yeah.
And there's live music and it's gorgeous. And the
I
just love it. And it's so, it's a tough little step back this mm-hmm. week for what it, but it's coming.
It's coming. I can feel it.
Long Island life is still in, we're still flexing.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I mean, I obviously don't check the weather in the morning. I'm like dressed like summer.
Yeah.
What the heck?
You've got sleeveless shirt on.
And then I'm like, what?
You're freezing. And yeah, I was going to turn the fan on because I'm like in a full
suit.
Full suit.
Well, we have an event.
We have an event tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Me too. Really, really cool. So by the time this comes out, it'll be public and it'll be all over our social and press and stuff. But we are launching a collab with Dave & Buster's.
Yes.
Because, you know, we launched our new app, mm-hmm. which is you can get it on the Apple or the Google Store, Discover Long Island app.
Yep.
And it's so cool because it uses mobile geolocation anywhere you are on Long Island, and it pulls up things near you, events. It's all pulled from our website. So our partners, all the information is available to people using the app. Mm-hmm. It's the greatest tool. And it's going to be really, really helpful this summer.
I think so, too.
When especially, you want to know what to do.
Yeah, like where are you going to go have brunch on the patio or whatever?
Yeah.
I think I love our app. It's really helpful. And I've heard it from members of, you know, not just our team, but like people who we, you know, are yeah. forcing to use it, our partners and stuff.
Yeah, the cool thing. Yeah.
And they're like, it's so cool.
The cool thing about our app is a lot of apps are just like a mobile version of the website.
Right.
And they talk to store. Our app is actually a tool. It's like if you go to the hotel concierge mm-hmm. and you say, where should I go to dinner? What's near? What's happening yeah. this week? That's now all on your phone. It's all on our app.
It reminds me a lot of Yelp. Without the reviews, right?
Right.
Like it's very much what's it surrounding you. And
it's like your own personal concierge in your yeah. hand or your own little visitor center.
Right.
So it's like a visitor center on a mobile app.
I love
so
it.
The cool thing is we partnered with our good partner, Dave & Buster's, because we want to make sure that this is that families know.
Mm-hmm.
All the great family activities to do this summer, all the events, yeah. like the kite festival's coming up, all that. That's all going to be on there.
Yeah.
So what better way to reach families than Dave & Buster's?
I know.
So we did a really cool co-branded pint glass. So on one side, it's Dave & Buster's. On the other side, it's Discover Long Island. And it has the actual QR code.
So cool.
So you can just download our app from the pint glass.
I love it.
And, you know, awesome. And if you've been to Dave & Buster's, pint glasses, they're served at the bar for beer, but they're also, they're, you can serve
soda,
their water, soda. Mm-hmm. So everybody's going to now get, oh, Discover Long Island. And the app's right there. Boom.
Yeah. I can't wait to see like the increase.
Genius.
Yeah, it is
it's genius. I'm like, and this came from Dave & Buster's. This was their idea. They yeah. were like, how about we collab with you guys and we'll split it. And I'm like, yeah.
It sounds great. And I think
love
it
our
was,
partners.
Yeah, they're so awesome. So we're going to the Islandia location tonight. And
we're going to have some fun.
So much fun.
Like 100 people yeah. coming. Our partners, just a network. Everybody gets a commemorative pint glass, which yeah, I'm excited for mine.
Yeah, me too. Angelica was like, you know, it's just fun. It's like, it's different than your normal networking, business networking function. It's at Dave & Buster's. It's at a fun location.
Yeah.
People play games. Like we did it at Jake's 58 last time.
Yeah.
And like that was really a fun and great turnout. And people like hung out all night. Like,
yeah.
We're like, we're done at 6, but hang if you want.
It's going to be a fun event
yeah.
networking. But I think the launch of our pint glass with Dave & Buster's with the app on it is like really a cool added feature.
Yeah, so
and
cool.
then just in time. Today,
mm-hmm.
we actually got our brand new inspiration guide as well that we can distribute.
Let me just tell you something about this. This quality mm-hmm. of, like, we upped our game
this
year.
We leveled up.
We leveled up like we've mm-hmm. been doing throughout with our studio.
Well, that's what happens when you have
an actual
budget.
Yeah, 100%.
We don't have to have a flimsy, stapled guide
that would
anymore.
Fall apart.
We
whatever.
Can actually have a professional-looking
like
guide.
A coffee table.
It's beautiful.
Book. It's gorgeous. Alyssa did an amazing job putting it together.
Definitely.
It was absolutely beautiful. Like the imagery, everything.
I love it. And it's the inspiration guide. It's not meant to be like a full travel guide, but
right.
it's great. It gives you a wonderful, I think, overview of Long Island and how exciting it is, all seasons, all aspects of it. So if you're a hot tea and you want one of these guides, you can DM us and mm-hmm. we'll mail them
your
to
copy,
you.
Yeah.
We'll mail you a copy.
The cool thing about this one going around is each section of like the categories that yeah. we chose, they have QR codes in there too that brings you right to our website
Perfect.
To those sections. So,
yeah,
you can
it'll be
dive
like,
deeper.
Oh, here's beaches or here's vineyards. Or, and it's like an overview, but then the QR code takes you directly to the website where then you can see every single beach, every single vineyard, every
yeah.
single restaurant.
Yeah.
And so you can really deep dive into the details mm-hmm. that are all on the website. But the guide makes you like, ooh, I want to learn more.
Yeah.
I love it. It's beautiful. Awesome. It was just blood, sweat, and tears. Because we do it all in-house, truly, like everything. Truly,
yeah.
Just to be as difficult as we can because we're control freaks.
Right? Why not?
We don't outsource anything.
No.
So we do it all in-house.
Yeah.
And you know the other cool thing I love about our guide this year in particular is we actually have something called CrowdRiff on our website. So for all of you out there who are doing hashtag Discover Long Island, we'll use you get a prompt from us. Can we use your photo?
Right.
If you agree, we use it in our marketing, and we used a lot of our just residents
user generated content,
your photos
that
you hashtag Discover Long Island are in our guide and that makes it, I think, so much more authentic for the reader because it's not a bunch of models and a bunch of staged.
Authentic.
It's real. This is what it's like to be
the word of the year, right?
Authentic.
I love it.
So anyway, a very, very exciting, but it's like, I can't wait for this week to end. It's been so, so busy. And my anniversary was last night.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
So cute. Oh, wait, can I just tell you?
Yeah.
Anniversaries go by, like, what do you call that? So first year is paper. The second year is whatever. Third year was leather.
Yeah.
And so you are married 3 years and you came in rocking the hottest leather dress I've ever seen.
Thank you.
It was so cool.
Thank you. Yeah. I've never cared about that stuff before, but Thomas really cares about it.
Yeah.
He is one of those people, like, he likes to go by the rules.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's so cute.
So the first year we didn't do a gift. Remember we talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
I was freaking out. Sharon, it was stressful. For me, there's few things less stressful in life than gift giving.
Yes.
Because I'm just not good at it.
You are.
It's very different. Some people it comes natural
out.
To.
Yeah, very
Some
much.
People it comes natural to.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas, feel like gift giving comes natural to him. You.
Mm-hmm.
You're a natural born gift giver.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I am not. It's just not my strong suit.
Right.
And it's very stressful. I get very anxiety ridden about it. It's an extra task. It becomes task oriented.
Yes.
So the first year we didn't give gifts because we were on a cruise.
Right. You went on that beautiful cruise.
And that was our
amazing.
Gift.
Yeah.
I was like, we don't need anything.
Right.
I don't need anything.
Right.
And if I need something, I usually just buy it.
Buy it yourself. Yeah.
In the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So the second year, last year, we agreed. That was it was nice. We don't need a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine.
Yeah.
Let's not do that. So we went to dinner. Apparently, according to Thomas, I'm the one that said I wasn't giving. He didn't agree to that, according to him. He's like, no, I didn't say I wouldn't give a gift. I said it was fine if you didn't want to give a gift. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but then it puts you in this predicament.
Here we go.
Right.
Here we go.
It's terrible.
So the year two was cotton, apparently.
Okay.
So he got me this really cute, like, jacket. It looked like a denim jacket.
Yeah, so cute.
Like a white denim jacket.
Yeah.
So cute. Nothing crazy.
Right.
But still.
Just a little something.
So guess what? He had me open it before dinner. Ruined dinner. I was the worst.
Enraged.
I was so mad. I'm like, why do you do that?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like a jerk. You know how much it bothers me about gift giving.
I know.
When people give me a gift and I don't have a gift for them, it's so horrific.
Right.
You just feel like such, just Michael's, but it's so, you feel like such just a heel.
Yeah.
It's the worst. And it's so awkward.
Mm.
And so finally, our dinner was ruined. So mostly because of me.
You know what I do actually?
What?
Yours is at home.
Yeah, I didn't have anything.
Oh,
we
I
lived
forgot
together.
Yours. I'm so sorry.
Remember one year I said that to you, and it actually was at home, and I felt so bad. I was like, I want you to know, like, I
this
actually,
not,
for the first time, I really have a gift for you, and then I left it at home. It was just, gift giving is so horrible.
It stresses you out so much.
And so this year was leather.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas made that clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and I'm like, what in God's name do you give leather? It's
leather.
So tough.
Yeah.
So it was not easy. And then I was kind of not sure if he was serious about it.
Yeah.
And so like last weekend, and our anniversary was on, you know, Wednesday. So Sunday, I'm like, so are we really?
This is true.
Are we really doing like gifts? And he was like, you mean for our anniversary that's in a couple days?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He goes, I mean, you don't have to, but my gift is there. It's already arrived.
It's wrapped.
I'm like, So then I'm frantic.
Yeah.
What do you get somebody, like a guy that has everything?
That has everything.
Leather. So, you know, first I was like a belt.
Yeah.
You know, so we talked about it. I was like, I looked at belts.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just tell you, designer belts, and Michael, you'll appreciate this. Designer belts, it's hard to find a men's designer belt because otherwise you're just going to get what, a belt?
Yeah.
That's lame. Yep. It needs to be like a special.
Mm-hmm.
They're gaudy.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's so not flashy.
He's not.
Yeah.
He's not that guy.
Yeah.
That likes to flash brands.
Right. Right.
He likes the brands.
Yeah.
But he's very subtle. He's not that guy. I'm not going to get him a Gucci with a big G on it.
Right.
He would never. So finding like a subtle one that's nice, impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And then all out of stock.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh my God. So I found a couple of different smaller gifts. I ended up getting him like a watch band for his Apple Watch.
Okay, good.
And then I got something, not leather, because I was like, that's, I can't.
That's the leather. That's fine. Yeah.
That's fine. But I got him a pair of Paige jeans.
Oh, did they come?
It was, yesterday was so stressful.
I know.
It was the hair of my chinny chin chin. I am tracking these packages.
Driving down to LA looking for the Amazon.
I almost switched it to pick it up at the, they're here, but they weren't out for delivery yet. And we were going to dinner at 7. I'm like, why do I do this to myself?
Yeah.
I paid expedited shipping for both, but it was still, it was touch and go.
Coming in.
It was touch and go. And the Paige jeans I was really excited about because for those of you who don't know, I love, we're big TikTokers.
Yep.
And if you're on TikTok, do you know what I'm talking about? Pookie.
Pookie.
Yes. Do you know Pookie? Michael, you've got to follow Pookie. Everybody in America follows Pookie. She's this adorable girl. Her name is Campbell Pookette, and her husband calls her Pookie.
I love it.
And they went viral because her husband is so complimentary of her.
That's so amazing.
And they're both like super wealthy, I guess, and gorgeous.
They're beautiful.
She is in particular gorgeous.
Yeah.
And he's like kind of nerdier,
but he's cute.
Always on point, mm-hmm. everything, and he gushes over her.
So cute.
The fire is like, the quote is like, Pookie is looking fire tonight. She's amazing. So and then he is always like, also dressed in the nines. He's mm-hmm. like, Armani jacket, this belt. And then he always says, as always, Paige jeans.
I love it.
He only wears Paige jeans.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm going to get Thomas a pair of those Paige jeans. I didn't see him try them on yet, but they are like butter.
Oh boy.
He opened them and they are like, they're amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is good. I'm excited. So anyway, so the gifts came. Yeah. So that's Pookie and I think cute. So we'll put that out there. But so Thomas got some page, but it was, can I just give, so we were going out to dinner.
Yeah.
To
so a new wait, restaurant. What did he get you?
Oh God. Oh, he got me a pair of Stuart Weitzman boots. Which I've been wanting.
Good old Stewie.
Because
I love him.
When I went to Phoenix with my good friend Nicole,
mm-hmm.
and Nicole is like everything. And Nicole's I have to do it in her accent. I'm from Manhattan. I'm from Manhattan. She's so New York, but now she lives in Salt Lake. And it was funny. I told you when we would go out in Phoenix and she's like, I live in Salt Lake. I'm like, stop saying that. Cause she'd go, I live in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
I'm like, clearly you're from New York. Just say Manhattan. Where you live now matters not.
She does have like such a New York accent.
I'm in Salt Lake. I'm from Manhattan. Anyway, but she's always very aspirational and she had these fantastic boots, these mm-hmm. Stuart Weitzman. And she was like, oh, you've got to get a pair because I loved them. You can put them over your jeans or leggings and they're flat.
I love them.
So they're comfortable.
Yeah.
But she also, you could put them under a dress.
Yeah. So
they're
cute.
They're a little bit
good classic.
They're
boot.
A little bit of a stretch for me because they're over the knee.
Oh girl.
They're all over the knee. Stuart okay. Weitzman, that's his thing.
Okay.
They're over the knee.
The knee boots.
And I'm not like, I'm mm. short. So mm-hmm. anyway, I came home talking about them.
Love it.
Thomas listens.
He's such a good
from
husband.
Months ago and then buys them.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I don't know what he's saying. I'm just
you're like, are we still doing gifts?
I don't even 2 days before. I'm like, I haven't thought about anything.
That's
so,
awesome.
So it was a very stressful day, but I did have my leather dress, which was so cute.
I loved that dress too.
I wish I could afford to buy it. I got it on Rent the Runway. But I was on theme.
Okay.
Trying so hard. Packages came. Everything's wonderful. One slight piece of marital advice I would like to... just learning from my mistakes.
Okay.
Hot teas. Don't schedule a major home improvement quote.
Oh.
Right before you go to dinner on your anniversary.
Yeah.
Because what happens is.
You talk about that.
You talk about money.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And from our case, when you're going to have three kids in college out of state at the same time.
Yeah.
You mostly talk about how much money you don't have.
Right.
And that's not, it's not a romantic dinner conversation.
No.
And it doesn't usually end well.
No, nope, nope.
So, nope. You know, dinner was fine. I was like, once again, another anniversary dinner, maybe not the romance that we had planned out for.
Yeah.
So I was like, never again schedule. We were, so we were scheduling about getting our driveway.
Right.
Driveways done. Which is, again, it's a home improvement that you need to do.
Yeah.
It's no fun.
No. No home improvement.
It's not like you get to redo your kitchen
and you're picking out like the beautiful cabinets
or bathroom. Yeah. This is repaving a driveway that already exists that costs thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And it's just gone.
Yeah.
And it's just not even, it's not even sexy.
No, know? That's what stinks about
it. It's just like,
It's funny. We went, we did that too, like a couple years ago. We paved our steps and, you know, we can talk offline.
You got a guy?
I got some ideas.
Yeah. So it's not even like you're doing a patio.
Right.
Or you're doing something that then you're going to use and it's going to be exciting. It's your driveway.
Yeah.
And I never did this growing up. We had just concrete driveways.
Mm-hmm.
I never did. Like, we didn't pave. It's like a New York or Long Island
it's
thing.
It's like a New England thing, I think.
It's and much, I think it's because of the weather. Because of the weather. Because it's so cold and the snow and the ice. And then it gets hot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
We just had concrete. Right. I've never redone a driveway in my life.
Right.
So I'm like, ugh. Anyway, so please, note, future note. And that was my fault. I scheduled it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, be at home getting ready for dinner. So it's perfect time come by.
Yeah.
And then he's going over all of the pricing because we have a driveway and then we also have a circle drive.
Right. So two.
That takes the entire front of our house. So the sticker shock, it was not a good way to go into a romantic dinner.
No.
So, happy
Good
anniversary.
Advice. Happy anniversary.
Marriage is not easy, you know, and it's so funny. I saw that TikTok of, I don't know if you've seen it. We always talk about like love is blind.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, it's important, right? For young people to realize marriage is not about all those fun, butterfly, cutesy feelings that you have in the beginning. Marriage, I think, a successful marriage, and you have the most successful marriage here, Sharon, so you should be the one to talk about it as far as longevity, but it's about having a partner.
Yes.
At the end of the day, you need someone who is your partner, almost like a business. Mm-hmm. Marriage is a business.
Yeah, it is.
You're raising kids. You're making decisions. You're doing finances. Mm-hmm. And I saw this TikTok of this one woman. I thought it was so funny. I'll show it to you later. And it's like me talking to my husband as though I'm in the Love is Blind pods. And she's got her notebook and her legs are crossed. And she's like, do you want kids? And he's like, we have kids. And she's like, no, but do you want them? And do you, she's like, do you want to switch from an HMO to a PPO healthcare? And she's like, oh my gosh. Okay. Cause that's what you talk about
it's
when you're
so
married.
True.
It's not like, oh, I loved it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. No. And I think, you know, communication, it's obviously like, that's my biggest advice is communication. And whether you're angry, sad, happy, mad, whatever, communicate it.
Yes. So I think I need a, that's great advice. Communication. Open communication, compromise. It's not just, you know, long, you know, marriage. Once you get into the day-to-day grind of it, it's not as
it's
glamorous.
A business.
It is. It's a business. You've got to have mutual respect. And you know, so I think I need a do-over on dinner and I'm thinking brunch.
Yes.
100%. You know, we were talking about brunch. That's my segue.
Yeah, into our taste of Long Island.
Our taste of Long Island. Michael is giving me a thumbs up.
Yeah,
because we have a good one today.
We do. This is the American Standard Whiskey Bar and Grill right in Bayshore. I actually went here a few weeks ago with my girlfriend for a brunch, and I didn't know. Like, I'm not one of those people that go and like look at the menu before I go and whatever. Mm-hmm. So I am not a foodie.
I will do that because I need to know if there's something I'm going to order or not because I'm so picky.
Well, exactly. I'm so picky too, but I didn't do it. So I get there and we're looking at the menu and it's very much Southern type of food.
Oh, okay. That explains.
Yeah. So this Taste of Long Island this week is the Eggs Benedict.
Mm-hmm.
The display.
And it's the American Standard Whiskey Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
That's where you went in Bayshore.
Yep. And it's actually a really cool, spot. It's right on Main Street. They have like open windows. It's beautiful. They have a lot of live music, even not on like a Friday night. It was like a Sunday morning, I think we did. And they had a live band and it was awesome.
It smells amazing. Their Eggs Benedict that they have here.
Just and look how beautiful it looks.
The Southern thing, it makes sense because their Eggs Benedict, you can tell it's like a Southern.
Yeah. But they do have regular specials, including happy hour Monday through Friday, where they offer 20% off their snacks, $8 cocktails, and $2 off beer and wine. And then they also have, hence the name, Whiskey Wednesdays, 25% off all old fashions and all flights, including build your own custom flights. Yes. Even the rare stuff.
Ooh.
So cool.
It smells amazing. The presentation is beautiful.
I had a Bloody Mary when I was there and it was so spicy.
Oh.
It was like.
It's that Louisiana.
Yes, very yeah. much. Mm-hmm. It was so cool.
That's cool because there's not a lot of that. That yeah. makes it, that's a unique aspect. There's not a lot of that on the East Coast.
I think
that kind of Louisiana Southern food. That's cool.
It's really cool. They also have live music on the weekends, but they have events like upcoming Kentucky Derby on Saturday, May 4th and Cinco de Mayo celebrations on May 5th.
So I read that and I immediately went to my calendar and I was like, oh my God. The Kentucky Derby is on May 4th, and then Cinco de Mayo, the next day, is May 5th. I was like, what
a
day
weekend.
Of the week is
yes.
this? And it's a weekend.
Yeah.
That's going to be wild.
It's going to be a wild weekend.
I'm going to be in Phoenix moving Kenzie out of her dorm.
Oh.
And then on May 4th, I actually fly straight from Phoenix to Vegas for IPW, which is the largest international travel trade show.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, I'll probably miss the Kentucky Derby in flight, which is fine. Cause we really care about the Belmont Stakes, but, then I'm going to be in LA for Cinco de Mayo. I'm like during the travel show, it's going to be wild.
That is going to be wild.
I'm like, oh,
good luck.
I usually don't, I usually go out, but apparently I'll probably be out drinking margaritas. All right, cool.
I'm actually sad. We normally go to the Belmont racetrack for Dan's birthday, which is May 11th, and they're closed this year for their construction.
So, right.
So, because I was like, what do you want to do for your birthday? He's like, the races. And I'm like, no.
Go to Saratoga.
There. I know. I said, let's go to Saratoga. And he's like, I don't know. We'll see.
If you do, we could call our good friend John Schneiderman moved there. And he has a guest. He's like, anytime you want to stay in my guest room.
Awesome.
Yeah. And he's got a beautiful house.
Yeah.
So we'll talk offline.
All right.
You're
going to
give me the driveway information. Yep. I'm going to get you the Saratoga.
I love it. But yeah, back to American Standard Bar. You can visit them at AmericanStandardBar.com for more information on their restaurant and any catering needs you have.
Yeah. American Standard Whiskey Bar and Grill in Bayshore. Thank you so much for being our featured partner and for this delicious food. And if you would like to be featured as our taste of Long Island, just you can DM us, you reach out to us, or email us at spillthetea@discoverlongisland.com. Okay, so I wanted to talk a little bit about some Long Island life topics.
Yes.
We've got a bunch of stuff to talk about, like it's Earth Day. And the cool thing about Earth Day is that we sell these t-shirts on our shop.discoverlongisland.com website that have, it says Long Island and the O in long is an oyster.
Yes.
And every shirt that you buy actually puts, I think, 5 oysters back into the ocean to grow. Through Relic, who is
a charity.
It's actually
planted into Mauritius Bay.
Cool.
Which is what singular.
Like locally, which is awesome. You know, the real Long Island life I was going to talk to you about? There's a couple of things. One is, first of all, it's spring. Okay. Except for today, because it's raining. Mm. On those beautiful days, are you sleeping with your windows open?
Yes.
Do the birds make you insane?
Yes. However, I'm already up. So they start chirping at like 5:20.
Yeah. I follow these two New York guys on TikTok. I'll have to give you their names. I started following them during the earthquake because they were giving like the New York reaction to the earthquake. And they were like, F-bombs. It's an earthquake. And he was like, it's on the Richter.
Yeah.
What the Richter? And so because I followed them, they sent me another one. And they were like, the birds. Why do you start? So we get it. Stop the chirping. And I was like,
it's so true.
They are intricate.
I know.
Okay,
and
this
they
is not
start.
Just like tweet. These are,
they're
like
having full conversations.
There's patterns. I mean, they're full out there.
Truly, truly.
It's like a community of birds right outside my window that are just letting it loose.
I know. And
they're mating. I don't know what's going on, but these are not just like little bird chirping. It's wild.
I noticed it literally like the first warm day we had. I was like, oh. It's the birds. They're
and
up.
And you're like, oh.
You feel like Cinderella. Oh, it's the birds. So sweet.
And then you're like, shut up.
And then like literally I slam my window shut on like the days that I can sleep in. I'm like, shut up. It's horrible.
I mean, I've never heard birds
chirp full have that
songs,
way.
Like mm-hmm. full mute, like Mozart out there. Yeah. They're just singing.
Yeah. It's like Snow White.
So I was like, I know we talk about this. It's like, and then next, as soon as the birds shut up, mm-hmm. then it'll be leaf blowing season.
Yep.
Or whatever. Yeah, lawn season. Anyway. But these guys, I got to tell you, because as soon as they said it, I'm like, see, it's not just me. Yeah. They were like, shut up, birds.
Yeah. I'm like, so funny.
They're hilarious. Also, big Long Island news. It's national news, but really it's Long Island news.
Let's hear it.
Did you hear about the Billy Joel concert on CBS?
Yes.
Whoa.
Long CBS, man.
Long Island is together. On fire.
On fire, because it cut out literally right up Piano Man.
So I guess what happened was, mm-hmm. is what I heard. So it was the Masters.
Yes.
A golf tournament, which is huge. Ran long earlier in the day.
Yeah.
So it kind of messed up the whole
timing
schedule. And so especially people that wanted to just like DVR it, they recorded it, mm-hmm. right? Well, it started late. Mm-hmm. So if you were watching it live, it started late. You had to catch it. Everything was late. And then instead of running that late into the news, they cut it mm-hmm. and started the news literally right in the middle of Piano Man.
Yeah.
Like his most iconic song.
Iconic. And it's just.
And people, especially Billy Joel fans on Long Island.
Yeah.
Lost their minds.
Well, and it's also sad because they're like, you can watch the full thing on Peacock. So everyone's who has like, Peacock?
Shut up. Everyone's like, we talked about it at our family dinner, and my family's like, there's maybe two fan bases mm-hmm. that you really don't need to make angry.
Right.
Swifties.
Yep.
I think we'll all agree.
Yep.
Billy Joel, mm-hmm. Long Island fans, mm-hmm. do not make them mad.
Right.
So, and people were just.
Livid.
The outrage.
Yeah. Like,
it's
literally.
Not like, oh, that was annoying. I'll go and peach cut. People were just so offended that you would cut off Billy.
I know. The guy. I wonder, like, did you see any footage of him and what his response was or anything like that?
I've seen a bunch of memes.
Yeah. But I didn't see anything of like that.
So CBS had to respond. So they're replaying it.
Are they? Okay,
Friday.
Good.
Tomorrow night.
Awesome.
So it'll already have replayed. By the time this airs, but they're literally having to show it in full again.
Yeah.
That was the level of outrage.
Good. They should.
People were like, you do not
mess
disrespect
with Billy.
Our Billy.
Or Long Island for that
or
matter.
Long Island. People, the outrage was just level 10.
It was. And I don't blame them.
Yeah. Okay. So that was interesting. I don't know. Big news. The Islanders clinched a playoff.
Ooh.
Playoff ticket or whatever. Yeah. I don't know how you say it, but they're
either.
In the playoffs.
All right. Awesome.
Okay. So immediately my kids are like, Mom, can you get to? I'm like, no. Get away from me. Go buy a ticket.
Yeah. See what happens.
Yeah. Stop. don't come to me.
Although you do got a guy, so I don't know.
I know. And I've never been to an Islanders game at UBS Arena yet.
Oh, my
yet.
God.
I've been on the train with all of them, and that feels like just electric.
I know. I haven't been either, but at UBS. But just an Islanders game, especially in the playoffs, are you kidding me? Incredible.
Yeah. Oh, I want to go.
Yeah.
I have my Islanders like long sleeve tee, but I need a jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Long Island tee, hot tees. If you're listening, do me a favor. Let me know which player I should get. If you were going to get a Long Island Islanders, not Long Island, if you were going to get an Islanders jersey, mm-hmm. which player would you get?
Because
I don't know. I would go to the store and not know. So let me know which player I should get.
All right.
So we should do a little poll.
Yeah. Michael's on it.
Yeah. Michael's on it. Because I'm like, I don't know. Help me out. Like, who's your favorite player?
Yeah.
Because those are expensive.
They are.
You're going to invest. Mm-hmm. You got to be repping.
Well, it's funny. My brother bought
the right player.
Brayden an Islanders jersey. And when he got it, he's like, I'm not going to get him a kid's jersey. Like
He needed to grow into it.
So on Brayden's hockey playoffs, Brayden made me wear his Islanders jersey.
Oh,
it was
cute.
So cute.
Who's on it?
I don't know.
She does another player. All right. So way to go, Islanders.
Funny enough, though, funny story real quick. I'm sitting, Dan met me at the game, and I'm sitting on like the bleachers waiting for the game to start. And the girls are playing, whatever. Dan literally walked past me.
Didn't recognize you. He's like, my wife would never be wearing an Islanders jersey.
And I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me, and he's like, keeps going. And I'm like, what's up, bro? And he's like, "That I didn't even know that was you.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah. Why would you be wearing that?
Yeah.
Because you know why? Because we love the Islanders.
That's right.
Let's go, Islanders. Rep. I'm like, this is when I become a fan, mm-hmm. Playoff season.
Yeah.
This is when
That's
I start
me too.
To pay attention.
On sports, me too. Like, I'm. Mm-hmm.
Here, let's do it. I'm excited. Congrats, Islanders. We love our UBS Arena and our Islanders. So they clinched a playoff spot. That's what it was. One more interesting thing that came out about Long Island, and I saw it on the news, and then I saw it on Lucky to Live Here. I don't know if you saw this. So there are $66 million communities in New York State.
I know.
And of those, 53 of them are on Long Island.
I know.
I think that was an article
on Newsday.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Life on Long Island, in case you didn't know what it was like. And we have so much content. You can look at our inspiration. You can tell. But 53 out of 66 statewide communities.
Crazy.
Yeah, they're here.
Right
and
on Long Island.
I think the rest of them, like a lot of the communities I know that I was like, oh, that's not in there. Like, remember Plandome and all those?
Yeah.
You know those, if they're not on there, the rest of the whatever, how many, they're like $900,000 communities.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They're just a scotch.
Yeah.
Less.
Yep.
Because I was like, whoa, that's saying a lot.
That is saying a lot about our region.
It's not an easy or cheap place to live, but
it's worth it, I'll tell you.
It's worth it. I was just going to say, dang, if it's not worth it. You know what I mean?
It's so true.
Life on Long Island. It's awesome. So I wanted to mention those a couple of things. And then we do have a couple of events going on.
Yeah. So it's National Prime Rib Day on April 27th. So we have some restaurants that, you know, obviously steakhouses are beautiful. Tellers in Islip, Opus Steakhouse in Jericho, Insignia in Smithtown, Prime in Huntington. But did you know, speaking of things going on Long Island, Jake's 58 Casino and Hotel just announced their $210 million expansion project.
Yeah.
News 12 was following them all day.
Amazing.
And like they were interviewing everybody from Jake's 58. It was so cool. But the expansion that they're doing is incredible.
It's awesome. And Jake's 58, you know, they're on our executive committee. They're a big partner of ours. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool. They've worked really, really hard to get this going. And it's so funny because they're in the village of Islandia, where we're going to go to Dave & Buster's tonight. And because of this, they just eliminated all property taxes.
Isn't that amazing?
For the village of Islandia residents.
I
go back to all of those communities that were like, we don't want a casino here. And I'm like, okay.
Here's an interesting thing.
And they're saving like $500 a
exactly.
year.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say. They're saving so much money on just village taxes alone. This is crazy.
Yeah.
But interesting stat is that they are one of two in the nation, I believe. We can fact check this, that is governmentally owned casino.
Yeah.
That was
because our casinos here are run by what's called the OTB, off-track betting, and their government entities. But great. You know,
the renderings look so awesome.
And it's a beautiful facility.
It is.
There was all this fear about it and what it was going to do to the neighborhood. Turns out it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Everybody has a great time there. You can win money. And then they give back to the community.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And they give millions of dollars. So way to go, Jake's. It's still, we talked about bucket list day last time. But, and again, go to our blog, our bucket list blog. There's a ton of things to do. I mean, there's so many things on our bucket list.
There are. I think that, you know, we do want to hear from the hot teas of what their bucket lists are. What's just yours? So that we can make sure we include
it. I mean, obviously Montauk Lighthouse.
Yes. Have you ever done that? Have you climbed
it? Of course. I haven't climbed it, no.
Yeah, totally do that. It's
awesome. No, I've climbed the Fire Island Lighthouse.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think I've climbed the Montauk Lighthouse. But I've been there and the museum is awesome there. You got to go to the end of Long Island, first of all. Just go to the end.
Just go, yeah.
Because then you're on the tip. It's like, you're like Titanic. I'm king of the world.
Yeah. And I just, you're at the end. I love Montauk so much.
Me too. Jones Beach Air Show.
Which
we're going to be live again. If you have not done that, in Jones Beach Theater too, is right there. Those are major bucket. Those are some of my bucket lists. Belmont Steaks, you talked about. It'll be back in 2026. And I heard some tea. It's not confirmed yet.
Okay.
But the tea I heard is that when it comes back in their new amazing renovated Belmont Raceway.
Yes.
2026 will also be the Breeders' Cup.
Ooh.
Which is huge.
Huge.
So just like prepare to get your tickets now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be crazy.
It's another thing we have to promote three years in advance.
Exactly. An Islanders, I mean, an Islanders game, especially a playoff game.
Yeah.
You could just check something off your bucket list right there at UBS
Arena.
Amazing. Amazing. There's a bunch of different.
Just go to our website, discoverlongisland.com, and look at the blog.
Yeah. Okay. So can we get into some celebrity before we wrap up?
Yes.
I have a lot of celebrity.
Real quick, an event that we want to mention.
Talk about it.
National Arbor Day is Saturday, April 14th. If you visit the planting fields for their Arbor Day Festival. It's a 2-day event packed with family fun. It takes place on April 27th and Sunday, April 28th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yes. And also, like we talked about last week, it's Giving Summer, which means a lot of our attractions are open again for the summer, including Wild Play at Jones Beach. It's officially open for the season.
Adventureland, too, which is awesome.
Exactly. And Wild Play has season passes. For more information on how to get tickets, go to wildplay.com/Jones-Beach. Once again, that's wildplay.com/Jones-Beach. Or just go to our website.
Yeah.
And it'll be there. Yeah, it's fine. Okay, so some celebrity I'm very excited about. Here's my question to you. Mm. And this, you know, Melissa, I'll ask you too. Where will you be for TTPD? Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I mean by that? Hashtag TTPD. It's sweeping the nation. It's Friday night. Where will you be? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's The Tortured Poets Department release by Taylor Swift.
I was like, what is that? I was like thinking like.
It is everywhere.
Yeah.
Harmony Vineyards is having.
It is.
Everybody's having like listening parties.
It's crazy.
There's all of these rumors out there that there might be two albums as part of it. It's the Tortured Poets Department.
Okay.
And the tea is. A lot of people are like highly anticipating this because the tea is it's going to be all about her breakup with Joe.
Oh man.
There's going to be some tea in these songs.
Always.
I'm very excited.
Where
and
are
I
you
love
gonna
that
be?
It's Torture Poets. In my house.
Yeah.
in my house. But I know like Tegan's having, cause we go to Chicago the next morning.
Oh, right.
Okay. But Tegan said, she's like, I'm having a sleepover on Friday. I'm like, we're flying to Chicago the next day.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'll be back in time for the flight. But have to have a listening party.
I love it.
Everybody's having parties, themes.
That's so cute, yeah.
So it's a big deal. So you have to remember where you'll be on that. Like, start making your plans. By the time this airs, it'll already have happened. But definitely a movement. Can I talk about something else? This is wild to me.
Okay.
You know, speaking of sports, Caitlin Clark, who was the Iowa player.
Basketball
mm-hmm. for the Iowa.
One thing I know.
University of Iowa.
For some reason.
Again, the Final Four, the women's Final Four, was actually more watched than the men's Final Four this year because of not just Caitlin Clark. There's a couple of other like major stars and rivalries. And people are like, Jason Sudeikis was there saying people watch women's sports. And really, it's like almost like women's soccer, you know, had that big following. That's what these women are doing now for women's sports. So they had the draft for the WNBA.
Okay.
And again, if you look at the Final Four, which was in Phoenix, the women were more popular than the men. And it's like this big resurgence. I think it was like 14.2 million people watched that game.
Wow.
Which is crazy. And she's like the most scoring person ever, men or women, in college basketball.
It's crazy.
So she went number one in the WNBA draft. And she's going to go to the Indiana Fever.
Ooh.
And she was on Saturday Night Live.
Wow.
Cool. Guess what her salary is?
Oh, boy.
Her salary for going number one draft pick in the WNBA is $76,000 a year. That's what she makes the first year. Second year, she'll make 78. Third year, goes up to 80. By her fifth year, she's at $97,000. Do you know how much money she's going to bring into that sport? Do you know how much money she's going to sell in merchandise?
Oh, my God.
The fact that she's not even going to be making six figures, number one WNBA draft pick, you can't say anymore that they're not selling the tickets of the NBA. You can't say that they're not making as much money because she's going to make it for them.
Yeah.
That is criminal. Do you know what the number one draft pick for men went?
What?
$12 million.
Are you kidding me?
$12
million. And I heard her jersey is already sold out in like almost every city.
Right. She's selling, Melissa's saying her jersey is sold out everywhere. She is what everyone's, men or women.
Why?
Name one man player that got, no one cares. Oh, no offense. But I mean, right now she's drawing the attention.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me sick. And so, you know, our good friend, Tom Kelly, the Tom Kelly Show, he's a comedian and he has a podcast, the Tom Kelly Show. He posted about this too. This was on Hoda and Jenna. Everybody's upset. But Tom Kelly posted, and what I loved he did, he Googled and he goes, there's actually, just so you know, there's a current job posted for the NBA 2K. It's like the fake NBA, whatever that is, NBA 2K. There's currently a job posted for an online administrator that pays $125,000 a year. For not even the NBA. And the number one female draft pick. We've got to stop this, people. We've got to stop allowing this to happen. I can't believe she's going to make a bunch of money in sponsorships. She'll be fine.
Yeah.
But it's not okay anymore.
Yeah. That's
that there's a discrepancy of literally, you know, $11.9 million.
That's insane.
She can't even make six figures. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. My stomach turned when you told me the man's salary.
I'm going to use that a lot internally, just so you know, when people want salary increases. I'm like, do you know what the number one draft pick went? You're making more than the number one draft pick of the WNBA. Okay, let's everybody. No. But I just, I didn't know if you'd heard that or not. And I had to tell you, it was so crazy. Something else everybody's gearing up for sports wise, 100 days until the Paris Olympics.
Oh.
Do you know who I just heard was going to be doing coverage of the Olympics this year? Snoop Dogg.
I love it. I love it. I know.
That's awesome. He's a correspondent. I don't know for which channel. We'll have to find out. That's hilarious. I was like, what? And then let's see, a couple other things because we're getting a little bit over. I heard some interesting news. The fourth Bridget Jones Diary movie is in the works.
I don't know. Would you watch it?
Yeah, of course.
I know, of
course. I watched everything Bridget Jones.
I
know.
I loved Bridget Jones, all of them. But like the fourth one, you're like, all right.
Yeah.
It's time.
Okay, so speaking of things that might have needed to be put to bed that are having a reboot.
Yeah.
Melrose Place.
Yes.
No, yes. She's excited about that.
Oh my gosh.
Melrose Place is coming back. And I heard with Heather Locklear, with some actual people.
So funny because somebody just talked about Heather Locklear the other day. And I'm like, I haven't thought of Heather Locklear since Melrose days. But oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah. I thought so.
Yeah.
I was like,
I'm here for that.
In my notes, Melrose Place. Yes. This was my genre.
Yeah.
I was all about 90210 and Melrose Place. That was like what I grew up on.
Yeah.
They were gods.
I know.
They were like our Kardashians.
Oh, yes.
Amazing.
Amazing.
And the last thing I'll say before we wrap, I thought, and you're not going to like this news either, but in case you didn't know, there are two new Netflix shows featuring Harry and Meghan. Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan, including a cooking show for the Duchess and a professional polo something. His show is about polo.
Stop it.
So Meghan also, I know you love it. You're just like, she's not a Meghan fan. She also just launched her new lifestyle brand called American Riviera Orchard.
Okay.
And the first product is her lifestyle is her jarred jam, strawberry jam.
All right.
And other products will include pet food, makeup, yoga mats.
So everybody's making pet food. What is up with that?
I feel bad
about
my dogs right now. I feed my dogs like the
Pedigree.
Blue.
Yeah, Rachel Ray's though.
Yeah. Well, like the high end kibble.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know, but now I'm like seeing all these farmers' dog where people are making gourmet food for the dogs.
And I'm like, you go to like Target and there's like a refrigerator of dog food and cat food.
And I'm like, what is happening? It's expensive. But I'm like, am I now? Like, are we going to look back on this and be like,
I'm
going to
be
dogs?
Totally gross right now.
Okay, let's do it. Let's end on a high note.
Dogs eat their poop.
My dogs do for
sure. Like, so what? You really care that much? They're eating their own poop.
I know.
You really care about what?
But do you think they're doing that because their food is so bad?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Are we like, am I like torturing? I'm seeing all these commercials for gourmet dog food. And I'm like, am I torturing my dogs?
I know.
I love my dogs.
You little pups. I have some celebrity news. Some Long Island celeb.
Ooh.
Ashanti just announced she's pregnant with her first baby.
Is it Nelly's?
Who is she dating?
I thought it was Nelly.
I don't know.
Oh, my
God. Michael's got to figure that one out. But she did an Instagram reel, and it was like her like hurrying up, getting ready to get, you know, perform on stage. And her mom's like, how long is it going to take for you to get ready? And she's like, 9 months.
Oh, cute.
So cute.
Oh, congratulations.
It is Nelly.
Ashanti and Nelly. Ooh, that's a good gene pool. I like that.
It's
a big fan of both of theirs.
I love it.
Oh, my God. I love that love because they were together a long time ago and they broke up and now together they're pregnant.
So cute.
I love that. That's some good tea, Sharon.
Thank you.
Leave it to you to bring like the, you know, like the rap tea.
I
love it.
Because I heard it.
No, that's awesome.
You, radio stations.
Yeah, you're always like tapped into the hip hop.
Yeah.
I love it. Good. Yeah. Well, congratulations to our Long Island's very own Ashanti. Wishing you a happy and healthy pregnancy.
Yes.
Can't wait. Good. Anything else to report before we log out and go to Dave and Buster's? Event. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Melissa, in
so
studio.
I know.
And thanks to you, Hot Teas, for tuning in.
Yeah.
And make sure you are following us, turning your notifications on, and leaving us those 5-star reviews.
Yeah.
Let us know what you're thinking
DM
about all
us,
this tea.
About your bucket list.
We want to hear about it.
Yeah.
All right. We've got more content coming up, so make sure you stay tuned. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
The Long Island Tea Podcast is brought to you by Discover Long Island. For exclusive access to contests and promotions, follow the Long Island Tea Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And for questions, comments, and collaborative inquiries, email spillthetea@discoverlongisland.com.